Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes, Steve Palazzolo, senior analyst, Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus, not right now, I think, on Steelers fans' good side because of where they ranked Ben going into this season relative to Baker Mayfield. Also, for whatever reason, they were down on Devin Bush's first game. So we'll get Steve's answers to those questions coming up. Last night, the Pirates win. You know, at least 24 hours of smiles if you're still interested in watching the Pirates win games. Marte home run. Nice catch at the end. But in the process of the game last night, TV side, Dan Potash filling in, doing the sideline reporting. Mm-hmm. With Little Leaguers making the trek from Williamsport in to watch these games. And there was a kid interview with an Australian kid, and Steve Blass loved the accent and started doing his own Australian accent, which was fine. I think they got a big kick out of that. And then Potash interviewed a kid from British Columbia and asked him a pretty paint-by-numbers question. What do you think of PNC Park? Isn't this awesome?
Famous pirate Jason Bay from British Columbia, Trail. Maybe the kid would know the legend of Bay Day.
And the kid said, and we can't play the audio, we don't have permission. The kid said, quote, yeah, it's fine. Not a lot of people here, though. And
man,
you know
of
that
all
sound
the
effect.
Freaking kids.
You know the sound effect when like the record.
Yeah,
is
the record
playing
scratch.
And it just.
Yes. Yeah, there was definitely a rut-row.
The Pirates can't even have right now. They can't get any breaks. Like, even what is supposed to be, like, a nice night at the ballpark, which is what they're still trying to promote. It's baseball. Kids love it. Bring your families out here.
Yeah.
Some pimple-faced 11-year-old kid from Canada has to make them the butt of the jokes. Not
of
a lot of people here. 10,000 at PNC Park last night.
Kids.
He was right. He was accurate.
No,
he didn't lie.
Of all the kids that you could interview, you pick the one that says that.
We're Canadians. We don't do that.
And then if you're Potash in that spot, you know as that comment comes out that that's not what Pirates brass
wants to hear. But because it's a kid, you can't be like, come on now, kid.
So what do you do there?
I think he did the best he could with it because he attributed it to how hot and muggy it was last night. And then he immediately said, oh, no, that's no big deal. Like, the kid just said it. It's like truth coming from the mouth of babes, they always say. The kid just has no kind
filter.
Of no guile in that situation. He's just saying
no
what he,
political correctness.
Yeah,
he just
he's
said, yeah, it's a nice
observing.
Ballpark, but
he's
there's
like,
nobody here except me.
Yeah, he's like, wow, no one comes to this park. It's super nice. Ugh. I can imagine the cringing that was going on in various parts of that ballpark where powerful people were watching that. But you know what? When your team is 8-28 with last night's win after the All-Star break.
Is that better or worse than the kid? This is from Jessica Mendoza, so take it with a grain of salt, maybe. The kid who purportedly went up to Archer at the Little League Classic and said, hey, aren't you the guy that gives up all the home runs?
I think it's better than that one. I think it's better than that one. Because I think Archer takes that in weirdly good humor. He's like, yeah, I'm giving up way too many. I think this one's great because it is just such like an obvious dagger. It's stating the obvious and accurate. 10,000 people in that park is like barely 25% capacity. He's just stating the accurate, obvious thing right there. So what did you like
better?
So many
fans who are just furious with the Pirates right now are championing this kid.
Oh, they probably want to put a statue of the kid outside the stadium. Some kid wearing a British Columbia Little League uniform. What's he here for?
He told the truth, son.
Here's a text on it. One listener texts in and says, maybe you should give the Canadian kid a job. He'd actually tell it like it is on nutting.
Oh, boy.
Canadian Little Leaguers and Batman both not welcome at Pirate games anymore
now.
Oh,
wow. That's right. Oh, that's why kids are awesome, though, because in his mind,
they say the darndest things. Bill Cosby said it, and he was right.
I feel like we got to go away from the Bill Cosby references in the show here. You kind of got to find something other to say than kids say, and then you go the darndest things. No more Pudding Pops jokes or Jell-O or anything.
I mean, when you put
like
an 11-year-old on live TV, you never know what you're going to get there.
That's what's so great about it.
That's a live wire.
It's not as bad. I'm sure they thought, like, okay, 11, he might be a little nervous. I think 13 or 14, you're like, oh, man, this kid's just old enough.
He's going to be a jerk.
Yeah. 11, you think there's still some innocence of youth there. And in a way, that comment was very innocent.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of people here,
just
so I'll make
the
mention.
Obvious.
But, yep. Dude, the way, I mean, we can't
poor
play
Potash.
It. We can't play it. The way the kid said it, though, was not as innocent and guileless as we have made it seem. It seemed very much so. Like, he knew exactly what he was saying, and the tone of his comment was meant to convey that he knew what he was saying.
All right. Coming up next, Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus. They did not give Devin Bush a great grade for his Steelers debut a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of controversy there right now because of where Ben Roethlisberger is ranked going into this football season. I'm Major Filippone. He's Chris Muller. It's the PM team on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.